we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Protected from Judgment. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 91, verse 8. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. I have just read from the New King James Version. When calamity strikes a land, it doesn't happen by chance. It is often a result of spiritual judgment for the wickedness committed by the people. In some cases, it may be due to the iniquities of previous generations, especially when the current generation carries the same rebellious heart as their forefathers. Many regions have faced severe hardships because of how they treated the first missionaries who brought the gospel to them. Even Jerusalem suffered destruction around AD 70 because of the way they treated the prophets and the Son of God. See Matthew 23, verse 37, Daniel 9, 26. Plagues, wars, natural disasters, and economic recessions are not mere coincidences. They often signify spiritual judgment. But for those who are in Christ, today's Bible verse brings great assurance. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. This promise is for those who did not partake in wickedness and have repented of evil works through faith in Christ Jesus. Because of Jesus' blood, you have been made righteous. See 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. Therefore, even if thousands fall around you, you are protected because you belong to God. Tamara lived in a community that was experiencing severe economic hardship. Businesses were shutting down, and many people were struggling to survive. But in the midst of this, Tamara thrived. Her business grew, and she even helped others with jobs. She knew it wasn't by luck, but because she had separated herself from corrupt practices and was walking in God's righteousness. She remembered God's promise that she would only see the reward of the wicked with her eyes and not partake in it. Go into today remembering that you are exempt from the judgment of the land because you have been washed by the blood of Jesus and made righteous. No matter what happens around you, you are protected and preserved in Christ Jesus. Pray, Heavenly Father, please show mercy to the land where I dwell because of me. Let your protection and favor speak for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 3 to 5. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 3 to 5.
Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom.
Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down in sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people.
Psalm 4, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm of David.
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you men turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking.
Who will bring us prosperity?
Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Psalm 5, for the director of music, for pipes, a psalm of David.
Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house in reverence. I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.